dry salt. It's a bacon.
It's like bacon, mm-hmm. Is it?
Only it's the fat part.
Oh, I see.
You cut that off and you keep that streaked with lean for breakfast bacon, we call it, you know.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay. And what do you call it? Part along the edge that you have to cut off if you're going to have bacon?
Well, that's fat.
Well, on the other side. There's usually an edge on the lean side.
Oh, rind.
Okay. What do you call the part of the hog between the shoulder and the ham?
Backbone.
Okay. And what do you call a person who slaughters and cuts up meat?
That what?
Who slaughters the meat and cuts it up? What do you
call
it?
The butcher.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Well, you know what?
What?
Oh, mercy alive. Now, that's one I'll not think, I bet.
Did y'all ever do that?
Yeah, we used to make it, and you sliced it. You boiled that head, and you cut it off, and nibble it, you know. And then there's enough of this juice that you put in there, and it gels, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's, mercy, I can't even think now.
If you stop me, if you think of it, you stop me.
But it was delightful, you know.
Uh-huh.
You slice it and you could make good sandwiches.
Huh.
You couldn't carry it in school lunches.
Why?
Because that gel stuff in there would melt, get too hot during the summertime. Now in the winter you could, of course. That's when you killed hogs.
Killed hogs in the winter.
Huh?
Killed hogs in the winter. Wintertime was when you killed hogs?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I see.
Yeah. And you know, we didn't used to have any ice boxes.
Yeah.
And you'd hang it up, or used to, they'd kill the hogs, and open them up first thing after they'd hang them up by the heels and gut them, they called it, and take all that inside out. And my dad, of course, he'd take buckets and buckets of water and all the old rags Mom could find to wash out in, and it just wasn't a drop of blood left in it. And then they took it down on a big table, and they cut the shoulders off and the hams off, and then cut off the feet, you know. Well, you cooked the feet too, you know. You used to pickle the feet.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Pickle pig feet, you know. You can buy them in markets.
Uh-huh.
Used to cook, you can't anymore, I don't get it.
I've seen them.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I imagine that's safe way in places like that.
Yeah.
You would? Uh-huh.
Yeah. The big ones. Well, did you ever make anything from the hog's liver?
Oh, that's the first thing you ate. You wouldn't allow yourself to eat anything else, and you gave away to the neighbors that wasn't killing hogs right then.
Uh-huh.
Everybody had hogs to kill, but the Smiths would come and help the Joneses kill hogs.
Uh-huh.
And you distributed the liver with them.
Huh.
And get rid of it, because it wouldn't keep very long.
Uh-huh.
And you'd eat that liver.
Uh-huh.
That night for supper, and I'd cry every time.
You didn't like it?
I never tasted it.
You didn't like the smell of it?
I couldn't look at it without crying.
Did you ever cook the liver and grind it up and make something out of this ground up liver?
No, never did.
Did you ever make anything out of the hog's blood?
Blood?
Uh-huh.
Now you took the intestines. You know, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Stuffed it.
Yeah.
With the sausage.
Uh-huh.
You know, in them. But now, you know, my daddy and my mother wouldn't have eaten it to start with.
Uh-huh.